It came, and particularly involved the United States, on December 7th, 1941. Do you remember that day?
Very well. I was 16 years old and already in college because we only had 11 grades. I started when I was 5 because there was nothing else for me to do. My sisters went to school and my mother and father went to school.
You started school when you were 5 years old.
Yes.
Because it was
a
daycare center maybe for you.
Yeah, but there were no daycare centers. And you really want to know the truth, there was a lady named Liza. I have no idea what her last name was. I'm sure it was Thibodeau or Broussard or something, who eloped just as the school year started. And my dad said, well, he's been reading his sister's books for a year or two, so he might as well go to school. So my dad being the principal, I started school. I wasn't going to be 6 until February, but I started school. I'm sure it was against the law. Since I could speak English, I had a whole lot easier time than about half the kids that started with me.
Because they were French-speaking.
Yeah, and they'd come from French-speaking homes. And then being only 11 grades, I had turned 16 when I finished. So I started college when I was 16.
Then you went on to what college at 16?
They were the only ones that would offer me a baseball scholarship. I was a pretty good baseball player. I remember trying out at LSU, but they didn't think I was quite good enough. As the guy said, the pitching will get better and you won't. That was sort of a psychological blow. So I went to a school that was called Louisiana State Normal College, which was a teacher's college, on a baseball scholarship. My two sisters were there. I started as a pre-med student.
Why pre-med? Where along the line had you developed this thought?
You know, I've tried to analyze that forever. I had a grandfather who was a doctor, actually who delivered me in Mississippi. My mother went home, and he delivered me there. Ever since I was little, I can remember my dad always said he's going to be a doctor, and I've often wondered whether that was sort of implanted. He'd give me little books on the names of all the bones in the body. My mother swears that when I was 2, I knew them all. I think that perhaps is a little exaggerated. But every now and then, somebody would come by, and if I could recite all the bones in the body, they'd give me a nickel. I remember this as a very profitable sort of occupation. At any rate, it was just sort of foreordained, and I don't have any idea whether it was totally my dad's idea or mine. But I liked it.
There was an awful lot of encouragement from your family.
Oh, sure. My dad and mother believed that education could solve everything. You'd have to know a little bit about my dad. Every kid that showed the remotest interest in college or anything further, he would take them to the college and try to get them situated. They were all poor. I can remember him going over. He'd take me along with him usually. And we'd go to Southwestern, which was in Lafayette, Louisiana, or to LSU if they showed significant talent of any kind, and try to get them in. And he'd talk them into giving them a job or doing something. He was absolutely a remarkable influence on the kids because, again, it was a very, very poor community. The Depression particularly hit the rice farmers, and they were in desperate shape.
But your father obviously had a tremendous experience on these kids, many, many you don't even know.
My folks moved to Baton Rouge, my dad got a job in the State Department of Education. That was toward my senior year in high school, and so I never really lived in Baton Rouge. But I'd be visiting there, and there would be kids coming all the time to thank my mother and father for getting them here, there, young. And out of that little old school came some PhDs. Again, to that type of folk, he believed that you had to get educated, you had to learn to do things, and you had to get experience and all this sort of business. So when I started college, there was never any question in my mind that education was fundamental to wherever I was going in life.
And that was in the 30s.